The Gemara of Tabas Zayin on top. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, we had a machlekes regarding Nechsei Mitzrayim Barzel. If a Gmino belongs to the husband while the husband is alive, when let's say there's a ksuv or something, does the wife take back the Nechsei Barzel itself, or does she get the money of it? That was a machlekes Rabbi Yehuda Rabami. Rabami says that it belongs to the husband, he just pays her out. Rabbi Yehuda says it's hers, and she can take the item back. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda, a second din. She brought him two kalim. Each one was worth 11 zuz. Or no, it was together worth 1,000 zuz. But v'shavchei, over time, they improved in value. Now it's worth 2,000. Now remember, in Tzoyim Basel, how much you have to give it back? 1,000.
The original
value. The original, but you fixed an appraisal. So echaz neit losa b'ksuvasam. Now one of them, she takes her as her... One of the pots she takes back as it is, and that what she takes back, that one thing is equal to the $1,000 he owes her. He wrote in the ksuba, I owe you $1,000 for these kalim. If she takes now back only one out of the two kalim, it's $1,000, and that's all he has to give it back. And the echa, the other one, he sent as damim, and the other one she has to pay him money for. If she wants it back, he has no choice. He has to get it back to her. But she needs to pay for it because he fixed the price.
Nifsim loik.
No, Tzoyim Barzel. Tzoyim Barzel.
Which one does she have to pay him?
For the other one.
No, you fix the price.
That's right.
How the arrangement was with these two kalim that were specifically identified with a value.
The value of $1,000. That's Tzoyim Barzel. You fix the value.
You got the value.
That's right. So the value she got out of one kalim.
So you can specify certain items.
Exact same thing. But here, one kalim gives her the full value. But Rabbi Yehuda holds who owns the Tzoyim Barzel. She does it. So she has the option to say to the guy, here's another $1,000. Give me back the other kalim as well. Because the kalim originally came from her family's house, and therefore she has the right to take it back. What's the chiddush? If the whole chiddush is that after they separate, that the kalim belonged to her family. Before, same thing. That she has the option to take the kalim back and just pay him out. No, I would have thought. That really it's his, but she could take it back for the ksuva. But mate and dummy mishkaloi. But here it's a different case altogether. Here she already got back her full value. Now she's giving him money. Now she's giving you over there. We're talking about he has to give her something back, and he says, "Look, I want to hold it back. I'm going to give you the money instead." But the ksuva names this particular item, so therefore she has a right to collect it. Here she already got back her full value. Now there's a second keli, and she wants it back, and she has to pay for the full thing. Who said she has a right to do that? Commercial, even then she could do it. Mishnah.
So now, just re-emphasize
that
she still
right.
has a link.
Etzem is still hers.
Yeah, in some way, either money or the thing itself.
Yeah, or forget, the thing itself is hers, and he has to buy it back. Yeah.
In the case of Nechsem Loig, if the item, let's say it's a field, whatever, depreciates in value,
it's her loss.
She gets a loss.
Yeah, right. It's completely hers. So now follow that Nechsem Loig and Nechsem, you'll see now the difference about Vodim. The din is that an Eved, that a Koyen, he entitles his wife to eat Truma, and also entitles all of his slaves. Now the two kinds of slaves, the slaves that she brought into the marriage, either Nechsem Loig or Nechsem Tzoyim Barzel. Nechsem Loig are her slaves. They go up and down the value, it's hers. If they die, it's her loss. So then, why do these slaves eat? Because since she eats, she entitles them to eat. Nechsem Tzoyim Barzel are his slaves. If any of them die, he has to reimburse her. So they eat because of him directly. So Nechsem Loig eat because of her, and it's about to get him. So that's what Morgan Mafke talks about, she can sell. Not really. Not really, because he has a right to pay this.
What does he have to reimburse it if his slaves die?
The machlekes if
he
can sell that one.
If his slaves die,
if her slave, both of them are hers.
Came from her. Either case, the slaves came out and started with her. There was a starting.
She brought it into the marriage.
What is the relationship that he has as the person who has them now? What is it? Is he a full owner? Is she a full owner?
And therefore, if he's a queen, can he feed them truma or not?
Exactly. So the Gemara. Bas Yisrael, a Yiddish girl, she's a Bas Yisrael, not entirely truma. But what happened was, she married a Koyin, but Mason, then the husband died. So the din is, if there were children, she could continue eating the chus of her children, because then the pasuk was Zed Ein La. But if there were no children, she could no longer eat. However, she was pregnant. she was pregnant. So Rabbi Yossi says she can continue eating. No, yes, there were other kids. Because of the other kids, she could continue eating because there were other kids. But her avadim can no longer eat. Why can't her avadim eat? Because she's pregnant. So if she's pregnant, the baby inside, what do you call it? The baby inside, now we're talking about here, not nichse meloig, but nichse tzoyim barzal. Nichse meloig, our avadim, not nichse meloig, are her avadim. Since she's entitled to eat, so to her avadim. But tzoyim barzal belong to the husband. The uber is a yoidish. According to Rabbi Yossi, an uber, an embryo, already has a right to yashin. So he has a chelik in the avodim of Tzoyim Barzel. But his father. And the father owns other children as well, but he's one of the yoshim. We don't know which part he owns. And because he's a yoidish, he has a share in these avodim. And he does not, and a uber is not Michael, says yilid bayis. Only if it's born does he pass on the right
so
to eat truma.
He passes his
exactly. I says we don't know which chelik it is.
Oh, God.
Nothing.
Even though you know that if he's born, he's a dechakayin, and therefore they'll be able to eat.
Now,
his
there are two possible reasons why this is the case. Either because since right now he's sitting in the mother's womb, and she's a bas yisrael, she's considered a yisrael. Koldman, he wasn't born, he's not a yisrael yet. So he's considered a
behesis. Even though there are other kids from this marriage that entitled to life children.
That's right. She can eat. She has no problem.
Yeah,
it's the avodim. It's so in Basel. Avodim loig is no problem because since she can eat, by extension, they can eat. Because they're hers. The Yoshim don't have a chelik in it. It's only in Basel the Yoshim have a chelik in it.
Where else? We had such a case before where the unknown status of the uber passels.
There's a Rashi right before about this Mishnah right here.
No, not in this Masechta. We have in a different Masechta.
I don't remember. Lo yechlu avodeh, her avodim cannot eat. Avodim hot saying Basel cannot eat. Either because he's considered a Yisrael or because Pasach Yilid Bayis, when you're born. Bitrum ibn Chelke shel Uber, he ruins it for them. Shel Uber Paisel, Uber, if the mother, let's say, was a Bas Koyin. If the mother was a Bas Koyin, she cannot go back to her original family and the husband dies. She cannot go back to her original family because there's a baby inside the womb. So he passels. On the other hand, Ve'ina Meichel. On the other hand, if there are Vodim, the child is not, if there are no other children, only the Uber, and she's a Bas Yisrael married to a Koyin, she cannot eat Truma because of the Uber. Uber passels, but it's not Meichel. Dive Rabbi Yossi. Amruloi, so the Chacham said to him, so you're saying that the Uber is Zoyche and he Paisel. Ve'ina Meichel, Ma'acha, she added to Lanu that you testified. Abbas Yisrael, the Koyin, now that you testified, Abbas Yisrael, the Koyin, like what? That this Uber ruins it. And Chayr Abbas Koyin, the Koyin, also Abbas Koyin, the Koyin, even if it's Abbas Koyin, married to a Koyin, the Mason, the husband died, V'nichem Uberes, the Avodim should be possible. Even though she's herself Abbas Koyin, the Avodim, Tzoyim Basel, should be possible because the Chaylik of the Uber. Lo Yechlu Avodem Betrum, the Chaylik of the Uber. You only said Abbas Yisrael, Chayr Yim, Abbas Koyin should be the same thing. Says the Gemara, Iboilu, time of Yossi, what's this for Rabbi Yossi? Why is Rabbi Yossi hold that there's an Uber, a pregnant woman, that the Uber, the fetus inside, the embryo inside, does not allow the Avodim of Tzoyim Basel to eat Truma. The mother eats, but not the Avodim of Tzoyim Basel that, you know, were given over to the husband. So the Ksavari holds, Uber, one reason is possibly Uber b'mei zarazaru, that the embryo sitting in the womb of the mother, since she herself is a Yisrael, has a state of the Yisrael till he's born. He's not a Kohen yet until he's born. Right now in the mother's womb, he's totally the mother's. Oy Dilma, or the Pshat is, Dilma Yilud Michael. The Pasuk says Yilud Bais. Only the if he's born does he give to eat. But wasn't born yet, does not at all in any way help it to eat. Says the Gemara. The main of Kamina, because
what's the practical difference?
Yeah, because that's possible. You lead basically. The main of Kamina, lo uber b'mei kenis. What about the mother's a kenis? So if the problem is that while she's the baby's in the mother's womb, has a dinner with the mother, and the mother's Israel, and that's why he disallows avodim to eat. But if the mother was a bas koyin, no problem, because she's still a coin, then that body would be. But if the problem is that the positive Yilid Bayis, that he can only allow eat when Yilid Bayis, since he has a chelik in the body, he's a Yerush, and he's not born yet, they can't eat. May.
The point is that the mother being a bas kohen,
yeah, of itself makes only, the kid a kohen.
I understand, but only, yeah, but only if the father's a kohen.
No,
Israel,
obviously the father's a kohen. The mother stops.
The father's Israel, and she's a bas kohen.
That's what I'm talking about. So, yeah, but you know, so, the father, well, you need both.
Yeah.
That's right. So it's a machlekes. Amar Abba Rabba says,
what's it for the mother's status?
While in the mother's womb
the
is mainly
is
the mother.
Totally, the is
not
totally
while in the mother's womb. He doesn't have independent metzias yet. While the mother's womb, she's a Yisrael, he's a city Yisrael. That's why the Avadim that belong to the Tzoybazer that belong to the father, he has a chelik, he's the other shit, and therefore he prevents them from eating because he is a Yisrael right now. Yulud Machel, Shein Lud Eina Machel. Cold when he wasn't born, he doesn't entitle the Avadim to eat. Meitzel, ask a question. Now that you testified Abbas Yisrael, the coin of the mother is a Yisrael, married to a coin. What about Bas Koyin, the coin Mao? What would you hold if the mother's a Bas Koyin to a coin? Would the child then be able to feed Avodim or not? Omer, let me say, Zusha, mighty, Zusha, mighty. I only know about Abbas Yisrael, but Abbas Koyin, Takash, you could feed the Koyinim. The Avodim, Lechena, why would Abbas Yisrael, why would Abbas Koyin be to feed Avodim? It's clear that the problem of an embryo is because he's a Zar, not because he wasn't born yet. If you tell me the husband is because while in the mother's womb and the mother's Yisrael, the child is Yisrael, and that's why it prevents the body from eating. That's what he's saying. Only in this case, only by Ibas Yisrael is it also not by Ibas Koyin. Fine. The whole word is while in the mother's womb, he stops other people from eating. It's the same thing. What's the chiluk of the mother's Ibas Yisrael, Ibas Koyin? The fact is the child is an embryo, not born yet, and therefore prevents the body from eating. A good kasha. But it doesn't disturb me. It's a good kasha. Amr ibn Shmuel comes along, Rabbi Yehuda, the name of Ibn Shmuel, Zu Divir Rabbi Yasi. I want you to know that this opinion that a child, an Ubud is Zeich, is Yiddish. An Ubud is Yiddish. And at the same time prevents the Avodim from eating. I want you to know this only Rabbi Yasi's opinion. Abu Chacham disagree. The Chacham say, Yeshloi Bonim Oichlim Shabonim. If they had other kids, they can eat other kids. The Ubud doesn't anyway stop them. You know, why not? Because the Ubud does not Yarshin, has no Chelik in the Avodim. So based on the other Bonim, the Avodim can eat. Ain't like Bonim, if there were no children, but there were other heirs to the father, and they were all koinim, obviously, Eichlim Shemachim, because the brother of the father, because they're the next Yiddish, and they're next in line, and they're koinim, so they're entitled to eat. Ain't like Achim, there were no brothers, Eichlim Shemishpacha, Kulas, so Lucheda, what? Somewhere in the wider Mishpacha, if somebody's a Yashin, they're all koinim, so they're entitled, the Avodim to eat. In other words, the embryo, whilst in the mother's womb, has no Yerusha, has no Chelik, nothing. Not like Rabbi Yisrael says that an Uber is ready Yashins. Says the Gemara by saying Zu, this is the opinion of Yasi. Sounds like Shmuel personally doesn't agree. How can that be? We know that Shmuel holds Mefedish that an embryo does Yashin. Shmuel was said Abchana from Baghdad. Or Abchana, the author of Baghdad, Puk go, Isili Basada, bring me 10 people. The aim of I want to tell you about Payu. I want to tell you in front of them. Hamazake Lubikana. That if you say, I want this embryo to be zoiche, the child is koine in the mother's womb. In other words, he has a yad. In other words, he yashins. Exactly like Rabbi Yasi, not like a chavim. Elozu v'svidele. Zu doesn't always mean that that's his opinion. I don't agree. Zu can mean that's his opinion, and I do agree.
What's the pshat on the zaka? How does the one who's recipient?
No. You can be zoiche for someone like Befanov.
So you can be makne to the Uber.
That's right. On behalf, somebody else is zoichit on behalf of the Uber. When the Uber is born, you can't change your mind. It belongs to the Uber. I'm a zakel Uber. It's machlekes. But Rabbi Yisi holds the Shmuel. Pascha Rabbi Yisi. Says the Gemara.
You can't say words. I'm just going to
zakel Uber.
No, they're
kinyan. And that person has to do a kinyan on behalf.
So
yeah.
This the father who died was a kohen. So yeah. This Uber. You can
Yashin
put aside truma for him to eat because you know he'll be able to eat truma when he's born.
You could, yeah, why not?
So you can be mezakeh him.
Even
truma,
if the Uber
but
wouldn't,
but
that's irrelevant because even the Uber would not koine. He'll put aside truma when he's born. He'll eat it. Makes no difference.
If he's not a koine,
but right now, the moment he's born becomes a koine. Everyone agrees the moment he's born is a koine.
Kahuna starts from birth.
Birth. Yeah, exactly. Either with possibly lead bias, or the other. Yeah. But my kamash must say, what Shmuel trying to tell you? The pligi rabban Rabbi Yisai. All he's trying to tell you is rabban argue Rabbi Yisai. I pass Rabbi Yisai, but I want you to know it's not even hakol. Rabban argue. They hold that Uber cannot be yashin. Not yashin. Freddy Gemore Umi pligi. Is there a rabban taka argue? Must see Rabbi Zakeh. Rabbi Zakeh asked a question not so simple. Rabbi Zakeh once said, "Zu eidis hey yid Rabbi Yisai." This opinion Rabbi Yisai has here that an Uber is koine is mi pishmayev avtalion. He told them, I heard this clearly from shmayev avtalion, and v'hoydu loy, and the chachamim admitted to him. So there's no machlekes. Doesn't mean he didn't hear directly for Shmai Talion. The name of Shmai Talion.
I was going to say that there's a bit of a generation gap there, yeah. Isn't there?
According to some, Rabbi Yossi was a Talmud of Rabbi Akiva. So, yeah, it's four generations. Yeah. Like a Biach, the name of Shimon Yochai. Omar Rav Ashi, that's a kasha. Mik Tani v'Kibul. Does it say just because they agreed, they complimented it for him? Do you mean they agreed with him? How do you like Tani? They must have a timer. Yeah, they complimented. It makes sense, but we don't agree. They're being nice. Okay, so that's what he's talking about. Talking about Tani Maglent. Hini Achbonim. What happens if the Kayin dies, leaves behind a number of children? Elu ve'elu Eichlim. If he leaves behind a number of children, she was not pregnant. It's a wife. Bunch of children. So then the wife eats, and therefore both sets of avodim eat. The avde nichsim aloigi because they're her avodim. She eats, they eat. The avde basli eat because since the children eat and they avodim eat. No problem. It's elu, the elu, everybody eats. What about hinichamu beres? She's pregnant. Then her avodim will eat, and which kids? Her avodim will eat. Sorry. And, so there were no other kids. There were no other kids. If there are no other kids, she does not eat because there's no kids. The only thing she has is a baby, or embryo. But an embryo, poisel ve'enu meichel. Mother cannot eat, and the mother cannot eat. So too, none of them can eat. Not tzoyim basel, because he passes. Not because of Malaloi, because the mothers need, how can they eat? Eilu ve'elu ve'enu meichel. What about hinicha bonim ve'hinicha beres? Both. There were children. So and the women were betis. So since they were children, she eats. Since she eats, her avdi maloig eat. But since they were betis, the avdi tzoyim basel don't eat because the were betis, the baby is yashin zachelik in the father's yerusha in the tzoyim basel, and he does not allow them to eat. Avdi maloig eichlum kedera she eat chelis, so she eats. But avdi tzoyim basel lo yechli chelkish la uber because he has a chelik in it. So uber paisel in the Maghreb Yeshi. It's like our Mishnah. The uber passels but does not feed. Rabbi Shmuel, but Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shmuel, the son of Rabbi Yossi, says, Meshum Aviv. So the Cheder, this is his father. So he says a different word. He says, and you might explain later what it means, Habas, a daughter ma'acheles, a daughter feeds. If there was a daughter, then they can all eat a truma. But a ben, ain't oichel. But a son does not eat.
Not
a maichel. That means Avadim cannot eat based on the son. What's going on here? We'll soon see. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, Rabbi Shimon Yochai says, Zicharim, if all the children that survived, that are alive, are males, then Yechlu Kulan, everybody can eat. Say the mother, say the Avodim, all the Avodim, Abin Nikavis, and we're talking about the mother's pregnant, and all the other children were sons, everything's all right, because as we'll see, because even the girl, even the baby was a, if the baby was a girl, she gashes nothing. And if the baby is a boy, Oba doesn't ruin anything, so therefore everybody eats. But if all the children were nikevas, you cannot eat. Why? Because maybe the Uber is a boy, and if the Uber is a boy, the girl's yasha nothing. Then he will end up with everything. So therefore, he cannot eat. We'll soon explain. Shema yimtza Uber zacher, ve'en lebon, mokin ben klum, they get nothing. Now the Gemara says, my yimtza, what are you saying? Shema yimtza Uber zacher. What do you tell me that maybe you'll find that the Uber is a Zacher? Taper in the cave and Amiposla. What's called a Zacher in the cave even for the girl? She yashins, she has a chelik in the Avodim, and since she's a Uber, is a Poisla Veinu Meichel. So then it's all ruins it. Who cares who the remaining children are? What says he right? Chada v'oikam. Give me two reasons. Chada, first of all, in the cave and Amiposla, even if the baby Uber is in the cave, it passels because this Uber has a chelik. All the other kids were in the caves. If all the other kids were in the cavers, so this Uber is, if the Uber is in the caver, she has a chelik in the avodim, so she ruins it. The tzoyim basel, they cannot eat. And if the Uber is a zach, it's even worse. Then the Uber will be the only one yashining, so the avodim cannot eat. Boy, Shemi, you watch Uber, vein lebon, mokne beklum. The Gemara is chadim. If all the surviving kids were males, you're telling me that everybody can eat. What about the Uber is a boy, and the Uber is a boy. He has a chelik in avodim. Why doesn't he ruin it? Why does Shimon Yochai say if the rest of the kids are boys, everything's all right? Because he holds the following. He says that if there's an Uber and the rest are boys, the chances of this Uber ruining it are less than 50-50. Why? First of all, we have a ruling Marb Chaydes, half the world are males, half the world are females. If this Uber is a female, has no Yerusha, right? Because there are all a bunch of boys there. If this Uber is a boy, maybe he'll be miscarried. Even if it's a small possibility, but you take that small possibility, you add it to the 50% that it's a girl, suddenly you have 55% chance. It doesn't hurt us. And therefore, Roiva, right, and that's enough. And Chaydes Lemiyuta, that's one answer. Ibai say another answer. La Eilun Kesaber. Maybe he'll Chayish Lemiuta. Chayish Lemiuta knew. So what about the Uber? Maybe the Uber is a, why they're all boys. Everything's all right. What about the Uber is a boy? He has a chelik in the avodim and he ruins it. Davdin le takan tekir Rav Nachman on Shmuel. We following Rav Nachman Kedushin. What Rav Nachman said in the name of Shmuel. What Rav Nachman said in the name of Shmuel. Rav Nachman of Shmuel. Yisaimim orphans were under bar mitzvah or bas mitzvah. And they're coming to divide an estate. They don't know what they're doing. So we set Bebezin Mamila Batruva. We set up an executor to the state. And this executor has to do what's best for the children. He has to do what's best for the children. He chooses the properties. However, it's not binding. He could deal with it. Once they grow up, the children can say they have a mind of their own. We're not happy with this lot of the land. We'd rather have that lot of the land.
Who did they go to there?
They go back to the Bezin and they rearrange the whole Yerusha. However, Nachman, the day Rabbah disagrees, he says that this Apotrufus is almighty and all-powerful. This is what we learn out the whole din of Zechiah in the Gemara Kedushin. That even these kids grow up, they can no longer protest. It's binding. Whatever that Apotrufus does is binding. Why? Because if otherwise, they came, what was the point of the whole exercise having an executor and a Bezin appointee when it's really just a sham because the kids come to Mitzvah, the whole thing falls apart. But what do we see from here? That it's binding. So here also, that when there's an Uber inside the mother's womb, we're going to set up an executor, and the executor is going to make sure that the Uber, when he gets his Yerusha, will not get any share in the Avodim, so the Avodim can eat the Truma. What are we worried about? That this Uber already has a Chelik in Yerusha, and a Chelik is in the Avodim, and we don't know which part, whichever is his, so therefore none of the Avodim can eat the Truma. We're going to make sure, we follow up Nachman, who says that the proof is all-powerful, that they can decide that he gets another thing. They say, look, this Uber is not going to have a Chelik in the Avodim, so the Avodim can eat Truma on account of the other surviving children. Says the Gemara Bazei, comes out of Nachman's din that he's having a Machlekes with Shmuel, is actually a Machlekes Tanoi, Rabbi Yisi, Rabbi Shmuel Chai. Like, no, that's not a good idea. Everyone maybe agrees with Nachman. Nachman agrees with that is binding. No, so why are you worried about the Uber over here? He'll go back to the first answer. He likes the first answer. That the reason Shimon Chai says that all the other kids are sons. We don't care about the Uber because 50% chance is a girl. And even the boy maybe he miscarried. Okay. Now, what was the other thing says in the Mishnah? Rabbi Shmuel, but Rabbi Yisi, Rabbi Shmuel's name, Rabbi Yisi, the son of Rabbi Yisi says the name of his father, Habas, if there's a daughter, right now Gemara thinks, if there's a surviving daughter, then Michael, then Davodin can eat. But Ben, if the surviving son, Davodin do not eat, ain't a Michael. Yeah. Maishna Ben, what's going on here? Why, if there's a son, you tell me, the loy Michael? Why, if there's a surviving son, why don't they eat? Because of Bepashtas. Because there's an Uber. So that's not a problem. So then Avonah should be able to eat. Because there's an Uber involved. And therefore, because there's an Uber, and the Uber might be a son. And the Uber has a chelik in the Yerusha. And therefore, Professor Avonah meaning fine. So even, let's say, the remaining child was a daughter. There's an Uber, and this Uber, Manushech. If the Uber is a girl, has a chelik in Yerusha. There was a boy, definitely has a Yashins. So how can Avonah meet? In the Chelkish Uber, Lechayde should not eat either because the Uber and Mutchilik. Amar Abaye, Abaye says interesting. Hachin, we're talking about here. Benuchasim mu'atim askim. There's a dini that the Chachamim had a special kana, even though a ben Yash is over a daughter. But if there's very little, but there's also a Rabbanim had a kana that the girls don't have to go shnor, that there should be enough money in the state to take care of the girls. So if there's Nuchasim merubim, there's a big assets, we take away most of the assets in the divine Yerusha. If there's Nuchasim mu'atim, very little assets, we say to the children, the sons, guys, you go get a job. The Yerusha is remaining with the girls, so they have what mezainis, they have what to live off. So we're talking about a case here where there's only miat nechassim. So who gets the Yerusha? The girls. And because the girls get the Yerusha, therefore that they can be Michael. Now,
those girls getting the Yerusha is not really
Yeah.
It's a
kind of a ghetto. It's a
tzedakah
almost.
Yeah, it's a rabban.
I'm saying that it doesn't come from Kerech Yerusha, so maybe because of that, what the girl is getting is a different state of different.
Exactly, different. The boy has no. So, the marriage is like this. There was a girl and a boy involved. There was a girl and there was a boy involved in the surviving. Girl and boy. But we took away from the boy and gave it to the girl. So now because we took away from the boy and gave it to the girl, what are you worried about? The Uber? Manashech. If the Uber is a boy, he's no better than the boy that's alive. The boy's alive is not getting a chelik in Yerusha, it's going to the girl. So if there's a boy, another boy, it doesn't help. So therefore, this Uber can't stop anything. He has no chelik in it. If the Uber is a girl, so l'chayda, he's entitled to the mezainis. No. When the Chacham made the takana to help those who are alive, they need to eat. But this kid isn't alive yet. There's no takana for him. So as a girl, for sure you don't yashik if there's a boy there. The Mufti is talking about there's a boy there because if there's no boys there, then a girl, she would yashik mahatayda. But he's talking about there's no girl there. There's a boy and a girl. So Yerusha, we're not talking about Yerusha, we're talking about Mezainis. Mezainis only happens after you're born. So at Manoshech, you're a boy, there's no Yerusha, there's Mezainis. A girl, there's no Mezainis at all. That's what he means. Says the Gemara, going to eat a ben bahadi bas is a boy and a girl. Manoshech, hide ma abra benu, if the embryo is a son. If it's a son, then he's no better than the surviving son. The surviving son gets nothing. He has no chelik in the avadim. So too, everybody has no chelik in the avadim. Fine. And he basi. And if you can tell me what? That this embryo or this fetus might turn into a girl. No. And so what? And you're asking. Amayochla. No, but the kant rabbanon. Kant enough lavroim. Let's kill rabbanon. Chachami never gave him his own while he's because mine wasn't born. Says the Gemara, but Mayakim, just what do you want to? How do you want to resolve this whole issue? Chasim water, no matter, it's a small estate. New Ema Sefer, that difference between the end of the Braisa. It says there, Shema Yimotzei Ha'Ober Zocha. We listened before. Maybe by Rav Shimon Chayit says there, but maybe the Uber is a Zocher, and the Ein Lebon is a Malkan Ben Klum. He says that what that was scared. Maybe the Uber is a Zocher. The Uber is a Zocher. If there were a bunch of surviving girls, maybe it's a zacher, and therefore ain't a meichel. Why? Because maybe the girls are yashin zero, and other girls are boy. Now, what do you mean girls are yashin zero? If it is mezainis, the girls still get, even though there's a boy. There must be, this case is talking about, there's plenty of assets. And if there's no boy, then the girls get the Yerusha. But if there is a boy, the girls get nothing. So, Zarai Klar is talking about the chasim urubim. So, the Gemara. If you're talking about chasim uratin, it's a girl for ked. Nachme, it belongs to the girls. Everything more the safer us chasim rubin chasim uratin the bonus inu. The safer taka talking about a big estate and a big estate. Sorry, the safer us and chasim rubin. Now says the Gemara, you're telling me that the chasim uratin the bonus inu. You're telling me that the chasim uratin belongs to the girl, and that's why. By Nechassim Uatim, we say that it's Michael. Well, Amar Abasi, didn't Abasi say, Amar Abyechanan, that even though there was a bunch of girls and boys, and there was very few assets, the Chacham stepped in and said, intervene, and everything should go to the girls. What happened? The boys decided in the middle of the night to sell the properties. It's a valid sale, because Mahatayda, the properties belong to the boys. It's only at the Kanz Chachamim to give it to the girls. But Be'etzim, it belongs to the boys. So if they sold it, they shouldn't have done it. They did. It's a valid sale. So Be'etzim belongs to the boys. So therefore, they have a chelik in the avadim. Why don't they stop them from, why doesn't the Uber stop them from eating? They went ahead and they sold. Masha Machru Machru. It's a good sale. So the boys. So the Gemara changes mind now. So therefore, Lucheda, even though there's a Kanzachah Mezainis for the girls, doesn't help us because the boys still have a chelik in it. If they sold it, it's a valid sale. So the Lucheda, the boy, and the Uber might be a boy, so the Uber should prevent the Avadim from eating Truma. Everything Mori right. The Ella, my boss, what did Rabbi Yossi mean? What did Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi mean when he said, a girl, the Tani E aim? He means the mother. That the mother entitles her avadim. Since she eats, she entitled her avadim, the nachnichsim aloig, to eat, just like she eats. But the tzay bazel, ben means the chelik that belongs to the father that does not eat because of the uber. But bas means the mother. The mother, the chelik of the mother, the avadim aloig, they do eat. Doesn't matter if there's an embryo there or not, because since she's entitled to eat, she can pass on to her avadim. Isn't this the exact same opinion as his father? I don't understand because the Brayis actually said that Bishmal said in the name of his father. So surely it's not a machlekas. Anyway, it's all one opinion. Mishnah.
Is there such a thing as a chazakah by halal? Let's say a woman has six daughters and she must take all the bonus.
Everyone is a 50-50 chance. It's the laws of mathematics as well.
You won't say there's a genetic propensity to one way or the other?
No. Okay. Let's go to Vaiter. Ha'uber. We just learned. A feed is vihayavam, and if a yavam is waiting, let's say she's a bas koin, She said, Bas Koyin married to Yisrael. No children, so she can go back to her family. But if she's pregnant, she cannot go back to her family. Or a Yavam, if she's a Bas Koyin and she has a brother-in-law waiting for her, so she cannot go back to her family. Or a Edesin. Let's say a Bas Koyin engaged to Yisrael. She loses her right to eat from her family, Midrabon at least. And Vahacheresh. And so too by a cheresh, she marries her, which is only a marriage with a rabbanon. Still, if she's a bas koyin, she can no longer eat truma, or a ben teisha shanim v'yem echad. A 9-year-old will see later that even though it's not really kedushin, but nevertheless, it's rola bia. All these cases, poisley. If she was a bas koyin, she can no longer eat truma. Or b'vulei machilin. If she was a bas yisrael and they were koyinim, they don't a yavim. Let's say she's married to her husband who died a koyin, waiting for a brother-in-law to marry her. Waiting for a brother-in-law does not entitle her to eat truma. What about Suffolk should ben test? A bas koyin had a relation with a Suffolk, a 9-year-old, whether it's even a beer there or not. Or Suffolk heavy beisidus, or we talk about she got properly engaged. We're not sure if this is a cotton whose engagement is worthless or a godwin. Suffolk brought two sides or not. In all these cases, we say again, she cannot eat truma. Nafal habayis olav abas achiv. What about, let's say, she's married to a kohen, and the house fell on him, and the daughter of his brother, so his wife, and the daughter of his brother now are both have shemeres yavim for the surviving other man over there, but upaiteres. Okay, sorry. But and you do eight matter. We don't know who died first. Now could be, if what do you call it? If the question is if she's considered tzaras or not, it depends. If the brother died first, then he was married to the bas achiv. This guy was married to the bas achiv, and if he died first. Then the bas achiv was had to marry a brother-in-law, but he can't. So she's a tzara. This man was married to two wives. He's married to this daughter of his brother, Reuven and Shimon. Reuven was married to Shimon's daughter and had another wife. Now, if Reuven died and Shimon's daughter, who's Reuven's wife, died as well. They both died. The question is who died first. If Reuven died first, then Reuven's both wives are mechuyev to Shimon, but one of the wives is an erva. So Reuven's other wife is a tzaras erva. There's no din of yibum. Then if she's a bas koyin, she goes right back to the family. She's a free woman. But if Reuven's niece, the wife who was his niece, died first, it's over. And then when Reuven died, she was only one surviving wife, and that surviving wife then is stuck to Shimon, and now she's a shemeres yavam. And even though she's a bas koyin, she doesn't go back to her family. So it's a suffix. So it's a step lower than the first part of the Mishnah. First part of the Mishnah, shemeres yavam, she can't eat. Now it's a suffix if she's shemeres yavam. So she gets a chalitza and not a yibum, but nevertheless, till then, she cannot eat truma. Says Gemara Uber, the first case is Uber, e bas koyin, and we'll explain each case. If she was a bas koyin, married to Yisrael, and you want her to go back to her original family, posle, the Uber posles, can I go back to her? Why? Because it says kinure, she has to be exactly like she was original state before she left. It says v'shava be'sevia, kinure. In other words, now that she's lost her husband, no children, she's Ellen, so therefore she goes back, kinure, she's once again a girl again. But if she's mubedis, she's not kinure, so she doesn't go back. E bas Yisrael koyini. The other case, let's say she's a bas Yisrael married to a koyin, no children, so she loses her right to eat truma. But now she's in a bedis, maybe she should be able to. No, we learned before that the ibur ruins it for her, either because of the meyer zara, or because yilud bias. And what he says, yilud meichel. How we know that that's halacha? Because the main thing is, when does the child give the mother the right to eat truma? Only if it's born. Yilud bias. Okay, next case in the Mishnah is Hayyavim, she's waiting for Yavam. The same thing again. E bas koyin li Yisrael. She was married to Yisrael, and the husband died. Now she's waiting for the brother-in-law. Luchay, do you want to say, let her go back to the original family? No. She's tied to the brother-in-law, so she cannot go back. Pasalah. Vishava Besavia, she goes back completely to her father's house. Ellen Pratli Shemeres Yavam, she's not free yet. She still has ties. And if she's a bas Yisrael married to a koyin, she does not entitle her to eat from either. He cannot yet feed her. Her brother-in-law, Shemeres Yavam, cannot feed her. Because Kinyan Kaspe Yom Rachmana. When do you feed your wife only if you actually are koiner yet? It's not yet your wife. She's Reuven's wife that you're waiting to marry. So it doesn't like. Edison, the same thing by Edison. It says if she's engaged to somebody, it ruins it. Both possible cases. Ibas koin li Yisrael, and she wants to go back to her family. Now she's engaged to Yisrael for found. Apostles. The kanya because now she was koiner to this guy through kedushin. The bas Yisrael koin, and if she's a bas Yisrael engaged to a koin, leMeichla. The husband, even though they're engaged to a kohen, I tell you they're engaged, she cannot eat truma right now because it's a kind of ula. Because ula said they were scared she'll bring it back home to her parents, they bring home the truma to her parents. Now, the last one here, the chedesh, if she marries a chedesh, my Torah is not a valid kiddushin, it's only midrabanan. Same thing again. If she's a bas kohen marrying Yisrael, apostles, the kanye, but the kanta midrabanan. Because midrabanan they're married, and therefore she's married to Yisrael. The bas Yisrael koyin, and if she's a bas Yisrael and he's a koyin l'cheder, let that entitle her to eat truma like Michael, because kinyan kasper the Torah wants to be able to recognize there's a kinyan kasper. I love about kinyan who, and he's not shaykh, he's a chacher, he's not shaykh to maybe koyin her. Okay, tomorrow.